Hello, this is George. I'm outside a very, very cold and extremely deflated Stadium of Light. Just seen Aston Villa win 2-0, and by the end of it, Sunderland were very, very well beaten. Goals from Emil Heskey and James Milner, and you have to say that was a bit of a deflating, disappointing performance. I'm here with Simon from the Daily Mirror. What do you think of that then, Simon?
Well, if you look on the positive side, James Milner is in brilliant form for Aston Villa, set a goal up and scored an absolute cracker. And for Villa in England, he really seems to be a huge prospect this season. On the Sunderland front, I was thinking that the recent bad form was a blip and they would soon get over it. But if you look at the stats now, Sunderland have got 1 win in 9 and they've only scored twice in the last 7 games. So it's a bit of a worrying time for Steve Bruce.
Yeah, it's on nights like this that you realise that they were very close to getting relegated last season, you know, only really kept out of the relegation zone by the poor form of other teams. And seeing Villa makes you realise how far they've still got to travel, really, haven't they?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, Martin O'Neill's built that team up for two, three seasons now, and you can tell he's got players in every transfer window, really built it up into an efficient outfit. Steve Bruce has just come in, inherited a team one point off relegation last year, and it's going to take him time to turn this around. I think a bit of patience is probably needed.
And today it's interesting to hear that Rafael Benitez has said that Liverpool are guaranteed to get in the Champions League at the end of this season, but you'd have to say on that performance you wouldn't think so. Villa look very good.